Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello.
How are
welcome.
You guys? I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
I am Brad with Orbit Beehive. We smart sprinkler company. Located here in the U.S., been around about 45 years. We launched our smart product lineup about 4 years ago.
Indeed. Right there.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Yes. Yes. We were like right there the first year. This is our third year here at CES, so we're excited to be here with more new products coming out. So
yep.
It's been good.
I interviewed you the first time.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that.
Right there.
Yes.
So it's cool to be on the live show with you. What have you got going on this year?
Well, continuing what we've done in smart irrigation controllers, we announced the Beehive XR release this year, yep. And that's a XR basically stands for extended range. We put extra radios in it, is what we did. So we put a 2.4 gigahertz and a 5 gigahertz Wi-Fi chip in it, okay. So homeowners don't have to go and set up their router to get the 2.4 band. Big deal for homeowners. So we did that. We also added a 900 megahertz chip. So this gives us the ability to expand into the yard. It has great range outside. Does well through things as well in ground stuff. So the future of the smart yard is in better hands with the XR.
Okay.
So it gives us the ability to put valves in the ground that are wireless and other things like that for the future. So you don't have to worry. And it becomes basically a hub for the yard. So we're excited about that one. Super cool product coming out in March. So that's a good one. And a host of other things if you'd like to hear more.
I can't help but think that at some point in the future, the Beehive should have Zigbee radios, but simply because of the name and not for any other reason.
There you go. There you go. We should have thought of that in the beginning.
Anyway, so in the same way that a regular home IoT, like a Samsung Smart Hub or something like that, becomes the center of a whole bunch of wireless devices in the house, this is designed to be that, but for the sprinkler world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. We wanted to give capability that will get us into the future a little further. We've had great success with our products that we've launched already, but we wanted to make them a little more future-proof, so that's what that does for us.
Sure.
Including, we announced a partnership yesterday with Flume. Flume is a device that straps to a meter and gives you, in the app, the capability of viewing all of your home water use.
Oh, wow.
Those are cool
really
products.
Really cool, non-invasive, don't have to cut the line to put it on, don't have to have a plumber come out and do it, super simple to install. The nice integration between Beehive and Flume is that now you've got the metering going on, but you've got the ability to discern which is indoor use and what's outdoor use. And then it gives a homeowner, we like to give people tools, homeowners the tools in their hands, that gives them the ability to understand what's indoor use, what they're using to make better decisions. We don't necessarily want to hand down legislation that says you can't water all the time. But if people have tools in their hands, they make better decisions. And so the Flume device gives them that ability to see how much water they're using by zone as well. And so they know, like, okay, I'm using 500 gallons when I water this zone. Maybe I can knock it back just a skosh and not water as much. And so they're going to have that visibility with the integration of Beehive and Flume, which is super cool.
Yeah, because that's one of the big things about traditional sprinkler systems is it's on or off.
Yeah, they don't care.
You can't really, yeah. I mean, you could put a valve in line, I guess, to control the pressure.
Yep.
But to have smart control over that, to be able to program that in and say, like, hey, I'm gone for 3 days.
Yeah.
We don't need to water as much.
Yeah, it's super cool. So having that ability is literally an irrigation device is a device that homeowners don't want to think about.
Yep.
Quite honestly, it is a low involvement product for homeowners. They in the old days, they would turn them on in the spring, turn them off in the fall, not touch them in between if everything went well. So what that led to is just overwatering by about 50%. And so a Beehive timer, it lets you set it and forget it and does all the thinking for you, connects to the weather, shuts off for you, constantly adjusting based on what's happening. If it's going to rain, Beehive knows that. It shuts off. And so that ability to just set it and forget it is actually a good thing now. It used to be a bad term. And people are saving 30 to 50% of water doing it. So it's a really simple way to get it done. And because they are water saving, they are rebate eligible. That's huge for people.
Yeah.
It makes them either like half price or free in so many markets from, you know, in the Western states.
Yep.
So it really is where we're going. We've priced them right that anyone can get into smart home from $59 at our entry point, $99 for our workhorse, our classic timer. The XR is at $149, the new one we just launched. So any price point, the same level of smarts in each of those price points, you just get some bells and whistles. Made it totally affordable. We want everyone to get into smart watering so they can have their own little piece of grass that they can maintain, not rip it out and put rocks in all the time. They can have a guilt-free green, we like to call it, and not feel bad for actually having those things, which are also great environmental contributors, is actually having some lawn.
Yeah.
That's actually cleaning the air, filtering the air.
Uh-huh.
So
not just that, but places like Houston, it's actively gotten to the point where if you put in a driveway at your house, they tell you how much water you have to collect to offset that grass that you just pulled up.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Exactly. That's where the water situation is actively getting.
Yeah.
And especially when you're talking about people that live out in the country, stuff like that, have to pump water out of a well, anything like that. You're talking about electricity savings at that point, not just running your sprinkler like crazy. All kinds of just windfall savings start happening.
Yep, exactly. It's good for everyone wins. It really is. And it's just a simple thing to do now. It's a 15-minute change out to go from your traditional non-smart controller to a smart sprinkler controller.
Yeah, because the ones on your wall that are like the little wheel inside of the box, like, good God, man, those things are horrifying.
They are. And
I used to help my dad install them. And
exactly.
It's not a pleasant thing.
Not fun. We had a guy stop by this morning that said, you know, I love this because I have to crawl under my porch through cobwebs, potential snake nests, just to go in and adjust the controller.
No,
just based on where it's located. So, with a smart controller, it's in your phone, control it from anywhere, don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah. Guess what would never get adjusted?
The one thing I would have to ask, because typically, like you're saying, they're installed in a box in the ground, they're installed in the wall underneath the porch, and one of the things that frequently happened was those wheels would start rusting. Because of it, I mean, it was just a small piece of weather stripping that kept all the water out. What kind of protections have you guys taken with your product to assure that that doesn't happen from groundwater, rust, anything like that, being in that environment?
Yeah, we put all that value into the product when we launched the first one. It came in an outdoor cabinet, weather rated to be outdoors or indoors.
Okay.
This XR likewise is launching the same way. It doesn't have the cabinet. It actually has full color LCD on the front of it, but that's all protected UV lenses, covered up nicely. It's all tight. It's all built in a way that you can connect conduit to it really simply.
Oh, wow.
So you can put, you know, your electrical conduit in it, put a nut locking nut on that so stuff doesn't get in that way as well.
Yeah. Wow.
Totally weatherproofed out, so you don't have to worry about that ingress. The button is rubberized. Nothing gets through the button.
Can it be run off solar as well?
It doesn't run off of solar, no.
Okay.
It is powered. Most irrigation systems operate off of a 24-volt AC system, and so it is powered. But we do have, for people that don't have an irrigation system, we also have our hose tap timer, which is super cool. Works off of two AA batteries. Connects to any faucet, turns your faucet into a smart faucet. Super cool product. For all those people like from the West to the East Coast where they don't have in-ground systems, there's an option because everyone's still watering something, a garden, filling a pond, filling a pet dish, watering, you know,
something.
Filling their pool.
Yeah. Yep.
The hose faucet timer is fantastic for that and gives you that capability just right from your faucet.
Great.
Well, obviously, we're interested in this. We're not going to be the only ones. How can people find out more about your products?
Yes. Go to mybeehive.com. It's mybehyve.com.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, thank you, Brett,
for having me again, guys. Yeah, good to see you again.
On what you've got going on.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Have a good show.
Thank you.